Well, that's really existing free market theory. There are many examples of it quite close to home, so we could start with our own governor, Governor Weld, who's described by the Boston Globe as a libertarian with a religious belief in free markets. And then a couple of days later, they reported that through various scams, his administration was able to sharply increase federal subsidies to Massachusetts so that way beyond what they were before, so that he could parade as a fiscal conservative. And that's pretty common. Just a year before, you may recall if you have long memories, they had to close George's Bank, the richest fishing area in the world, because it was being overfished thanks to a combination of deregulation and subsidies to the fishing industry, which have that odd consequence that you tend to get overfishing. So it looked as if the ground fish were wiped out and they had to close it off. It didn't take long for the religious libertarian fanatic William Weld to take the next jet plane down to Washington, hat in hand, asking for a federal bailout. He wanted the national federal government to declare it a natural disaster. And the reason was, as he explained, with presumably some scientists in tow, that there was some strange kind of predatory fish, which no one had yet found, but they would find it, don't worry. So some kind of predatory fish had come and sort of wiped out all the, you know, the cod and the haddock and all those things. So it was a natural disaster, and therefore the general public had to sort of pay off the results of deregulation and subsidizing the fishing industry. Well, that's the way to be a libertarian with religious fervor.